From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Soldiers shot and killed a suspect in the heart of Brussels after a small explosion Tuesday night at a busy train station, which continued a week of extremist attacks in capitals across Europe. VOA's Marta van der Wolf describes the scene.
At this point, the scene is relatively calm. The Grand Place, one of the main tourist attractions in the city, is open again. Tourists are taking selfies and it's back to normal. But then when you move a little bit further and you get closer to the central station, it's completely blocked.
No one else appeared to be injured in the attack besides the suspect, and authorities are treating the incident, as they're investigating it, as a terrorist attack. United States President Donald Trump said North Korea's treatment of American college student Otto Warmbier was a total disgrace.
That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein characterized North Korea as a totalitarian government with no concept of the rule of law. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said Warmbier's death will be a lasting reminder of the barbaric nature of the North Korean leadership. A United States fighter jet shot down an armed pro-Syrian regime drone early Tuesday. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said an F-15 shot it down as it approached an established coalition combat outpost near Al-Tamf, where the U.S. is training local fighters battling Islamic State. Davis said the drone destroyed Tuesday was located where another Iranian-made drone was shot down on June 8th. For updates to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.